Good morning. 00 hours. 31 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Updated weather. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. 27 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. 26 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. 25 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Snow. 23 degrees. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Wind advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. 25 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Winged Advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Winged Advisory. Winged Advisory. Winged Advisory. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Winged Advisory. Winged Advisory. Winged Advisory. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Remote already in this mode. T-D-I-S.
Hub connected.
Hub connected.
Hub is connected. 38.
Good for the VHF hub. But oh, you heard Dan.
Up in the air. Winged Advisory.
Ooh, there's a winged advisor.
Alright, so Steve, you being a Huron guy, and Fred, you being a 69er, and I'm a 696er. 696 is Jack, so I am not going home that way. So the question is, do I, at Lansing, do I cut 69, take that into Flint and come south, or do I get off in Howell and take RIP 59 across the Pontiac? Clearly that's the more direct route, but it's probably the least. Or probably the most traffic light. Is that a pretty good rip? It's a long run, Steve.
It depends what time of day you hit it. If you're going to be coming through, in, you know, mid-morning, mid-afternoon, missing the crowds, it's not too bad. That's usually how I get home from over there.
Well, I don't know how far, I don't know Ontario very well, so like I said, I'm somewhere east of Grand Rapids,
and
I can check my phone, I suppose.
I don't know if they get close to Lansing.
Actually, for mile 49, so I'll have to make a decision. It seems 69 up in the Flint and then coming south on 75. Probably smooth, but seems quite a bit out of the way to me.
Oh, he doubled. So just so you know, instead of taking your, if it's the same mileage, 169 miles, that it would be to go, or, you know, if you're going from Grand Rapids to Mount Clemens, but you're going home, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to Warren.
Winged Advisory.
So yeah, it's 2 hours and 26 minutes to go from Grand Rapids to your house via 6975 and down, whereas it's usually 2 hours and 14 minutes to take 696 across. It doesn't even give me the option of taking 59 across, so I would just take 69 to 75 down.
Yeah, that's my dilemma. It's counterintuitive to us that live down on the hood, that you would go all the way up to Flint and then come down. But when you look out on the map, it's not so ridiculous. And I'm familiar with 59, so it's comfort level. You know, Murph lives on 59, and I got several other friends that live up on, you know, off of 59 there. You know, that strip, I should say. They don't live on 59, obviously, but they live in that corridor. So it's comfortable to me. So that's the thing. So I got to make my decision before Lansing.
So right now, 2 hours and 50 minutes from Grand Rapids to your house, taking 59, just so you know. So while it is less miles, it's 30 minutes or 25 minutes faster or slower to go 59, it says. And that's right now.
Ooh, that's a sizable amount of time. So, Now the other one they're suggesting is I take 96 straight into the lodge. That means I got to get right up to the shutdown portion of the freeway, and then take with every other sucker, drive that down into Detroit, probably cop 94 across the 75 and come north. And I'm thinking, I know that route is not bad, but man, everybody's going to be doing that. I'm avoiding that. And that was like 2 hours when I started. It was like 2 hours and 56 minutes to do that way, and it was 2 hours 57 minutes to do the 69-75. So it was 1 minute penalty to go up into Flint, over going 696 to the lodge to 94 to 75 and come north. I'll take the extra minute and stay the hell out of that mess.
Yeah, of course it has me taking, or when I dragged it to take, you know, across 59, it has you getting back on 75 and going south.
Well, seeing as Steve's in Florida, and Don's probably working, and Phil's mad at me, I'm not going to take 59.
Why? What did you do that pissed me off?
I didn't bring PUT to the channel.
Oh, you're right. Goodbye forever. No. Speaking of that, what's his node number? I can just try dialing him up directly.
I don't know, Fred. Do you think he want his node published out here? But what is it? Do you know it offhand? Is the one that him and Hohen that are generally on?
You can just text it to me.
Yeah, my problem is I'm driving. Hold on. I think I can figure it out. I got that clear node. Let me see if I can get the number, shoot it over.
I don't know. I checked U of M. I don't know. Where are they hanging out now? Oh, they're over on their Dan's on the radar hub, I bet you. So 455-05. Yeah, 455-05.
Yeah, I know it's the radar hub, but really it's just like I went over there to get them, and I ran into Nick. He was there, and I know Ho's been there, and so. All right, yeah, that's it. I'll look it up if not, but you should run into Nick on that one. So there'll be some familiar voices.
Okay, is that always connected to the 3.1, or do they take it up and down?
As far as I can tell, it's just Dan's personal thing. Why he calls it the radar hub, I don't know, or node. But it's not connected to any RF of any significance. He might have a little home-based repeater on it, but I don't think he's got... It's not connected to any of the big machines.
Well, it's because BJP, RP, you know, the radar, the old-school radar guys, that's why he's calling it that.
All right. Well, I'll try connecting up to it and see if I can reach him. So, thank you for that. Yeah, Sean, if it was me going your way, I'd just go down 59. It's a huge difference in mileage, if you care about that. Time-wise, it's probably about the same, but if you think about it, it's probably, I'm guessing, at least 10, 15 miles shorter.
Well, clearly it'll be shorter mileage-wise. There's no question about that, but time-wise, according to the Google, it's saying it's 25 additional minutes to go that route.
Wow. Okay. I didn't realize that. That's a lot. All right. Let you go. I'm going to try to ring up Dan. See if I can find him. All right, catch you later. AVA tip.
Bye-bye. Have fun.
I heard Ho got dinner out of Mother M the other night.
He did, man. He ate and drank on the blue ticket. So, and we had, on Tuesday night, our Motorola rep wanted to bend our ear, try to figure out where we were with some major projects. And on day number two, another Motorola guy had a bigger, fancier thing going across the way. Have you been to the Muskegon one yet? I don't think you've been to Muskegon, have you?
No, I've only been to
Stump Stop Class. Right. So, across Shoreline Drive or whatever it is this real fancy place called like the Harbor Club or something like that. And so, Saturday night. But we had already told a couple of guys that, you know, from dispatch that we'd grab something with them because we didn't really have any plans. And so, be kind of a douche move to, say, hey, we got a better offer. We're gonna go over here. So we skipped out on that one. That was with Bush and the boys. And then we get another offer. Because Dan says, hey man, I got the blue ticket. Well, damn it. You know, it's like, yeah. So we got a couple other guys, and we'll be right. So we pass on that. So we had two offers. And we passed. And then we get downstairs, and PFN was there, and PFN said, yeah, we're taking all you guys. So they took all of us. So PFN ended up picking it up. So there you go.
Yeah, Ho was doing his Ho thing. So he put me in caller with one of the guys, some guy from PFN. So I talked to him for a little bit, but, Ho doing Ho things.
I'll be back in 8:10 a.m.
Roger. W8FU. Yeah, I was there for a couple of Ho doing Ho things, and I don't know if he clearly explains, when he's talking to these people, what he's looking for, but maybe he just wants to get a card or a contact or something like that. But yeah, he hit the Verizon gal up right at the end there, and I saw him hitting up the PFN dudes, and so. I mean, I kind of know what he's looking for, but I don't know that they're so sure. So, but anywho, Ho doing Ho things.
Yeah. Exactly. Other than that, so you had fun meeting all your yearly, meet your friends and spend, wine and dine.
One quite like when What's-Her-Face from CCU is there, but it's close. No, but I had a pretty productive conference this time. I gotta say, I got something out of the actual presentations, a couple of them, but the networking, and I got a lot accomplished. There was a lot of really really good productive time there, so. All the right people were there. Every single right person that I needed to talk to about a particular issue were there, and everybody was engaged and talking about it. And right up to the top, it was pretty damn good. I think we got some progress made on an issue I'd rather not get too particular about. But anyhow, it was good. It was good.
Well, good. Means it wasn't just a drink on the taxpayer dime kind of thing. So I guess that's a plus. I'm just sitting here working. I'm basically going to have to make a phone call probably within the next hour and be an FF to a couple of vendors, so. I'm trying to psych myself up to do that because, it's contrary to popular belief, the FF, it takes some preparation. He's just not always switched on 24/7.
Alright, not sure how far I am from Lansing, so I just checked my phone. It says 1 hour 51 minutes if I take the convoluted route. That's probably going to get me in a whole bunch of trouble with the 696 closure. And for one additional minute, I can do smooth sailing 69 to Flint. So I guess I'm coming to your neighborhood.
I'll make sure you wave. Make sure. Oh, it's not Friday. I was going to say, I had the fish yesterday at Halo Burger because Rob wanted me to try it. And I got to see the new grill. I got a new grill, the clamshell type grills. And so they had just got it installed at Hill Road there, and they were doing testing on it. So I saw that, and I got this because yesterday, you know, it was Ash Wednesday, so I had my fish. And you could probably get a halo on the way by.
But your last name, you're Jewish. What do you mean, fish on Ash Wednesday?
I'm married a Catholic.
Oh, the woman rules the roost.
The funny thing is she doesn't eat fish. So she had grilled cheeses yesterday. Oh. I do it for her. So, I love fish.
Was it any good? I may be ready for lunch as I'm going through it. Which one do I need to go to? Is it convenient to my travel?
Oh, actually, I don't know. I'm thinking, how do you... If you came down 475, that might... Yeah, if you, instead of going down 75, you go down 475, get off at Hill Road, and go east a mile. I think it's a mile. Maybe less than a mile. There's a halo right there at Hill and Porter. So it's a mile east of 475. And then you can either go back west on Hill Road to 475 and go right down south, or which we obviously will run into that, or down, you just keep going east another mile to Dort and take Dort Highway all the way back down. But I'd probably go back, yeah. So it's a mile off of 475 there at Hill Road. It was good. I added extra tartar. I was like, they have a really good tartar sauce, and so I was like, I just need to make sure. It's a little bit more on the tartar for me than what I like it. I like a little extra tartar, but that's it. It was pretty good.
No, I'm not interested in anything that adds any time or miles, you know, a quick stop right off the freeway, so I'll be looking for one direct, if I'm even in the mood for something at that time. I may not be. I'm not really hungry right now, and it's only probably an hour out from where I'm at. I don't know, but bottom line is I'd look for one right off the freeway on my route. I'm going to take 69 straight to 75 and straight south.
Yeah, that's about the only one I can think of right now. That way, you know, there is one at Belting 69, but that requires you to go further east. Further east than 475, I should say. And by that, it's almost noon, so I'm sure they fed you this morning, but you're probably not going to be... Are you even to Lansing yet?
I'm not real good out this way. I think, you know, according to the map that I'm driving here, you know, it's coming up, but I don't know. I can't judge. I'm at mile 74, and I don't recognize anything. It looks very rustic, so I'm still clearly west of Lansing. But, well, let me see. How far until it tells me I got to split?
You should be coming up to, I believe, Portland next. Portland's probably going to be your next exit. I think that's 76 or 77.
All right, according to this, I got to stay on this for 14 miles. So the split is in 14 miles. Or, well, maybe not the split, but something comes up in 14 miles.
Yeah, you're near Portland. Your EVL isn't on, but yeah, you're near Portland then.
Hello, Tom.
Tom. How are you?
Good. Since you're by Lansing, there's a peanut store right there downtown. Fresh roasted daily.
Oh, that one we were talking about. Yeah, yeah. I want to get home. So, been gone for 3 days, and you know, I gotta run up in the Flint and then come south because of the 696 tomfoolery. So, I ain't doing anything that's gonna require delay the travel anymore.
Oh yeah, I gotcha. I was just up that way yesterday, and I'm gonna be up that way next week. I think we might be doing
St. Joseph's
next week. I'm not sure yet.
Did you text me or message me or email me or something? Something popped up in my notification. I've been driving here. I haven't had time to go through, you know, and see what it was. But was that, did you, or was it just a conversation or something? But I thought I saw something pop up that had your fingerprints on it.
Yeah, I messaged you, with a picture of a Cisco 7620, I think it is.
Okay, yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at it driving, I try to keep away from the texting and messaging and all that stuff while I'm driving. I'm distracted enough just figuring out where the hell I'm going and talking on the radio.
Well, I recently acquired a Cisco, I think it's like a 7620 VoIP, and it's got that directory module to the right of it. So I just texted it, will this work?
Probably not. They had a, Cisco had a series of, Fred may know, Cisco had a series of phones that were, you know, consumer or small office, and then they had enterprise grade ones, which had to be, you had to have a provisioning server. Now, I don't know if perhaps using the one we don't use anymore, Ham Shack Hotline, sent you provision with them. I don't know if maybe that would get around it, but it's my understanding that those enterprise level ones, we can't do the custom stuff like we're doing. Fred probably can speak to that better than I.
I don't remember. I'm not big on the Cisco ones. I'm more of the Link expert. I just know my sidecar. I can edit mine from my phone, but that's about it. And it's got the LEDs and all that, LCD.
The monochrome LCD screen, and it's got the four just to the right of that. It was an old one. He was going to chuck it. He gave it to me. So I figured I'd fiddle around with it enough to have a way to default it and set it up for cams over IP or not.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a no on that because those have, you know, there's no way to set the stuff up natively. It has to be done from a provisioning server. So, you know, unless you were able to spoof it and send it to data or something, and I don't know, but you can look into it, but I don't know that those are going to be mobile, you know, because, like I said, those are designed for, you know, corporate enterprise environment and, you know, generally where there's a big provisioning server on site and all that good stuff, and the customer has no ability to do anything, or the end user has no ability to do anything in that environment.
Okay, at least you can take something to play around with and see what I can do with it.
Yeah, if you can, if I had one, I'd be hacking at it. What I could find. I know we got something like that at our work. Might even be the same ones you're describing. And I've looked at what we can do in the menu. Now there is, I think there is a locked out menu that we're not allowed to get to that the IT could probably get to. And perhaps if you get the, if you had the information to get to the deepest level, maybe you can provision it locally. You know, so yeah, it's worth playing with, right? It was going to be in the dumpster anyhow, right?
Pretty much. All right, guys, that's what I sent you. I sent you a picture of it. It's an older style Cisco, so I'm not sure what the B code is on it. I can find that out when I'm at my final destination in a bit.
Okay.
drive safe out there, Sean. I'll talk to you in a bit. 73 is your final. KCKGO.
Yeah, sorry about that. I have to attend to something here. So, I won't be able to, you know, look into it or anything like that, you know, today or anything. So take your time. No rush. You don't have to do it when you get stopped because I ain't going to look at it probably until later tonight at the earliest. Just driving here, focusing on what route I'm going to take, all that good stuff. I think I'm coming up on a commitment here. Yep. It looks like I'm 2 miles from my exit, so here's where I commit to 69. And who doesn't like to commit to 69?
Yeah.
I should stop in and say hi to Stu Jackson. He's going by his place. Did you know Stu, Fred?
He was at the radio shop, wasn't he?
He's been a Motorola ST as long as I've known him. He worked out of the Mount Clemens shop back in the way back in the 80s, and he ran one of the biggest BBSs in Southeast Michigan at the time, one of the very earliest ones and one of the biggest ones somewhere out of Mount Clemens. And then, but he's been with Motorola since as long as I can remember. He's retired now. He retired as an ST and lives in one of those off 69 kind of, oh man, hold on, I got to get over. I'm getting screwed up. Okay, all right, 69, exit 89, 69 East Flint.
Woo-hoo.
The decision has been made.
I've heard the name, but I've never had the pleasure.
Yeah, I didn't work with him on as many projects as I would have liked, because I did like Stu a lot. The ones I did work on him with were always very enjoyable, and, you know, we've maintained good friendship over the years. I haven't seen him in a while since he's retired, because it's a long ways out here. I forget the name of the town he's in. It's some small town nobody knows the name of unless you live out this way. You might know it, but I forget. And you know, I see his Facebook. He's still doing the car shows. He's got a beautiful, I think it's a 69 GTO. Just absolutely gorgeous. Winning awards all the time with that bad boy. And living his best retired life. So there you have it.
Well, that's all one can hope for or ask for after decades of work, you know. We could all strive to make it that far and be able to do that at least.
All right, so 69, especially west of 75 from Lansing to Flint is completely uncharted territory for me. I've been on it a few times, but not much. But it's my understanding that the speed limits don't apply here. You can go as fast as you want, right?
Correct. You'll be able to do 75 is the posted limit once you get through Lansing there.
There really is no speed limit on 69, I'm told.
I mean, it's 75 is what's posted, but when I take it across, usually to keep up with the flow, especially like at drive time, 85-90 is the flow.
Yeah, I was just joking, but 69 I know east of, you know, from Port Huron to Flint has always been really fast, and I've never had any trouble there, but who knows, you know. I got pulled over for 10 over by Madison Heights recently. But of course, that was on a surface street. The jack wagon gave me a no proof of insurance. This will only cost you $25. Well, thanks for the courtesy, dude. I'll remember that next time you need something over our side of the border.
No, exactly. Like, they still patrol it, but usually you run a Waze or anything like that. Waze is really good about keeping up where they sit. Sometimes they'll sit on the north side of Lansing, between 127 and 96. You'll usually find a county sitting there. State boys are usually just inside the Shiawassee County line, but usually they're going after commercial. So it's 50-50 if it's commercial or regular. But between the one rest area and there, Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm mostly kidding. I know it's a fast-moving road, but I'll go with traffic. And if it gets up to 75, it won't be. Hey, the worst you can do is 80, so 80's a pretty good clip. All right, here we are, exit 85, DeWitt.
Yeah, my dad's cousin who lived there. You know, Osmosis is, we got 10 all over.
This is W8FU.
Oh yeah, W8FU.
I think I'm gonna go drop in over on the radar hub and see if Phil and Dan managed to connect. I'm curious to what Dan's opinion is on that item, so I'm gonna go bounce over there for a few.
Yeah, I'm going to call and be an FF to some people. It's still back in the route, but I'm going to do it,
damn
it.
W8FF. W8FU, I'll be back in a bit.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees.
NHKPP is back.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
KFH-BPA, KFH-Bravo-Papa-Alpha, model monitoring. KFH-BPA, model monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
NHKPP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees.
NAVKPP. Mobile and around.
I am making progress. It's coming up on Middle Belt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just running a trail, so I'll be there in a couple minutes.
All right. At least I think the weather's going to warm up here a little bit. It was really cold this morning. There's snow in the car this morning. I left my car outside. So next week, 60 degrees.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so sick of this cold weather. All right. Tower's in sight.
All right. Yeah, I'm just at Middle Mountain, Lone Pine or whatever. This is, I'll be there in a minute.
Hey, 88 PR.
88 PR and 86 here. Hey, be it with it.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees.
K-8-R-U-H. BQ-495.
Ay, 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 how long are we going to let it go on?
Construction?
No, I'm just listening to the GMRS system, and we got first personals and waving hands and waving my antenna and Roger beeps and Jesus H. Christ, take the whole damn thing down.
I'll drink to that.
Okay, if ABOT, I'll have a good shot to that one also. At least they did away with the GMRS repeaters.
You did what? GMRS repeaters are all over the place.
They're in months, so I get the same response though as you do.
Hello, Anthony. Hello, Donald. There's somebody else in there. But GMRS repeaters are alive and well. I don't know what you've been hearing, but they're alive and well.
KS8BOT, this is Eric Holly. I thought I heard last night that they just changed that, but hell, it was a great dream for a minute.
Nope, still there. Go ahead, Donald.
Good afternoon, W8RCY. Yeah, I mean, I'm back on my home repeater, which is the Troy standalone that's been around for well over 30 years, close to maybe 35, 36 years. I've only been on it 4 years, and I'm doing everything I can to keep its reputation intact. But unfortunately, there are a few that are creeping over to that repeater, and if the administration, which I'm no longer a part of in any way, shape, or form, lets that place become a BS, SS, show, so to speak, I'm done with GMRS altogether after being on it since 1978. I just can't do it anymore. And, you know, it's a shame for being on it for so long and what has happened to it within the last 18 months is just a shame. Appreciative of what the program that Sean and all these other people started, but it just, you know, it just got out of control, and I think it's a blessing that I got my ham ticket when I did. Now it's just a matter of expanding my ham capabilities with, you know, getting on the networks that are available, nodes, and et cetera. So that's where I stand. So if it goes down, let it go.
Yeah, it's pretty unfortunate, but, you know, what are you going to do? Somebody will end up shutting it off. K-8-R-U-H. Sean, good talking to you. Hopefully it means you're back in town. And I am
just pulling into the driveway, so I'll catch up with all you guys later. Have a great evening, and I will listen out.
Yeah, all right, Anthony. Yeah, I am back. I'm just heading out to grab some. I got in, got unpacked, got everything, a few things squared away, and I'm just heading out to grab some food for the wife and I. And so just going to try to recover. But it was pretty good conference. Got a lot of good information, accomplished a lot. So it was all good. We'll see you later. Who is the station up there near Holly? My name is Sean. The call is W8FU. Go ahead.
I don't think they're up there, so I'll jump in. Again, W8RCY for identification. I've been on amateur with my Boofwang, and I've got I'm locked in on Troy on my moto today. And probably hear the scanner going on in the background. But, most people come over to the Troy and they ask for radio checks, and I say, radio's sounding fine, the problem's not your radio. The repeater up here in Troy is well established, we know that's working fine. You might want to check the operator, and then I just go on from there.
Well, I was just responding to something I heard over there a minute ago, but... I'll tell you one thing I do, is I don't dwell on it. Like I said, if something's annoying me, click, it annoys me no more. I've learned that the hard way. So I'd rather not talk about it here either. I was just bitching, that's all. All right, I'm just about to my chow food ski. I'm going to jump inside and grab my order, and we'll be back out here in a few. W8FU, F years.
I do apologize to those who had to listen to my little mini rant, but it just hurts because I've been on this thing for so long, and all the way back to the days of Chris Deluge, Sean, who you know, and like I say, watching it go to pot, it just guts me, you know, because all it takes is a bad apple or two or three, and it just ruins all the fun. I mean, part of the reason why I feel like I do, it just sucked the life out of me wanting to be a part of this hobby. And, I don't know. All right, well, I'll let you go get your Fooski, and I'll be listening, but I won't be listening to that side of the world, that's for sure, except for Troy. Those who had to listen to me, I apologize on this band. W8RCY, just frustrating.
Man, now there's a garbage can in my way. Good grief. All right. On the road again.
Well, welcome home. Radio is sounding perfect all the way home. I heard you talking to a couple of guys, and I heard you talking to Fred, and, you know, about which way to go and everything else, and on and so forth. But, yeah, your equipment was solid all the way back, just as it was all the way out there and while you were out there, and it was quite impressive to listen to. All right, enjoy your evening. Relax. Put your feet up, and... make the best of it. I did White Castles for lunch, and all I've been doing is bourbon, so. All right. Have a good evening. I'll be quiet for the rest of the evening. I mean, I'll be monitoring. No, excuse me, sandbagging. I'll be sandbagging on the couch for the rest of the evening with the radio on. W8RCY, we're clear.
Yeah, the All-Star stuff works really well, so it almost makes it too darn easy, but, I had uninterrupted communications all the way to and from. The only person that was shaky was there was a guy way up by Indian River, and his internet was flaking a little bit on him, so he was a little broken at times. But other than that, he and Dan and myself and a few others even had Nick chime in from Florida, and it's all good, man. Okay, we'll be back to the grind tomorrow morning unless I decide to call off, but I don't think I'm going to. Talk to you then or later or whatever. W8FU. Was that Nacho Mama?
That's right, the Neanderthal man.
and that light I just went through was orange, and I'm in Madison Heights, where I've already gotten pulled over this month. No, maybe that was last month. Anyhow, made it home, took 69 to 75 and 75 south. That was smooth sailing, except for a truck that was on fire on I-75 about Square Lake. Aside from a little slowdown for that, it was pretty smooth. Got home, got unpacked, got comfortable and all that stuff, and decided to go out for some Chinese food. So I'm just on my way home with that. What do you got cooking?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I was just starting to think about that. What is it? I'm going on 5 o'clock. I have no idea.
I have this newfound, I wouldn't say it's love, but this newfound appreciation for chicken chop suey. It's very bland, kind of. I mean, if you get a place that does it well, it's tasty, but it's very mild. You know, it's got all the kind of things that if your stomach's upset. My stomach's a little upset right now. I don't know if it's just the drinking or the fancier, you know, foods that I'm not used to or something for the last couple, 3 days, but just I felt like something medicinal. So I said, I'm going to Young's. I'm getting some chicken chop suey. So that's why I ran there. That's what I'm on my way home with.
Very good. Now I'm thinking. Now I'm getting hungry. I'm going to have to start foraging here, I think, shortly.
Getting blue there with you, or are you fending for yourself?
She's inside watching TV. I'm out here in the manland.
Oh, there you go. What's the temp down there?
You know, that's a good question. It's kind of cool. Let me see if this tells me. 65.
Well, there you go. We're at a balmy 34.
Yeah, I guess a cold front pushed through. I'm going to slide down my windows here. I could drop a gonad doing that. Christ. Anyways, we had a cold front come through, and it's supposed to be like in the 40s tonight, and then all over by, you know, morning, by noon, they said it'll be 80, so cool.
Well, that works. But I'll tell you, there's a lot to be said about, you know, you getting used to it. As my mother used to say, your blood thickens up. Because we had that frigid stuff, you know, we were that single-digit stuff. I think you were here for a little bit of that. And, you know, it got up in the 20s, and we're running around like idiots, you know, with light jackets and stuff like that. Felt great. And then the last couple of days, it's been hitting 40, and it was great the first couple of days out there in Muskegon at the conference. And then last night, it dove down into the 20s, and it's like, God, this feels worse than the teens. So I'm running around today kind of feeling it, but it's more just like it's weird how you just get used to it. Doesn't take long, just a few days, but right now I'm in that, I was used to warmer, and this sucks. So I'm in that phase right now. But you know that all too well. You come down to Florida, get used to that, and it dips down, you know, to 65 or 60, and you're like, it's chilly.
Yeah, and it was kind of brutal. I had a hard time with that cold spell. Because, I haven't been in that stuff, NANM, for 5 years. And, yeah, that was rough. You do get used to it. And now that I'm down here, though, I've only been back, what, a week? And I'm already acclimated to it. And, yeah, like 65, and I'm shutting the windows.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing that we're like that. You know, you look at people that live in these brutal places around the earth, you know, where it rarely gets
Good afternoon.
Warm at all.
1700 hours.
Doing just fine. You know, they're used to it. There's this one show I've been catching in somewhere in Siberia. It's considered the coldest inhabited place on Earth. And they show some of the challenges of it and everything, but it's just nuts. I mean, it's always below zero, and everything's freezing, and they have to just be real careful about how they pipe things around. And the heating used to be pumped from a central, they had central heating from like a central facility, and they would pump it in pipes from building to building, so the pipes between would lose heat, and, you know, by your last one in the line, it's like, you know, better hope all the insulation is good on them pipes, because you're getting whatever makes it to you.
Pause for station identification there. It's kind of the opposite now.
WRFUAB,
one thing
that's
right away is people start work really early in the morning down here, even this time of year when it's still kind of cool, and it gets quiet by, well, after lunchtime, and it's probably why, you know, cultures that live in hot climates have the siesta thing, man, because you gotta get out of that sun when it's 90-some degrees. You can't be up on the roof, you know?
Roger that. Nope. It's a matter of getting acclimated. Phil, were you in there?
Oh, sorry, I'm coming through, the DV switch, and I had the volume down, so I didn't hear you. Sorry. Yeah, are you in a position to, I'm trying to set some audio levels on the repeater here, and I want to hear how, get an idea what it's sounding like coming through the link.
All right, give me a minute to switch over. I'll be right back in a second.
8 a.m.
Test 1-2. Okay, though, I'm linked. Okay, I'm also putting myself on the DV switch. So, if you can listen on the FBI on the .6 and let me know how I sound, if it sounds good or whatever, and then I know the receive is okay.
Well, I just switched to it now, so I got time for one more test, and my food's getting cold.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and switch over to .6. Listen. Tell me if the audio sounds okay on that end. Testing 1-2-3. 1-2-3. Hello.
It doesn't sound terrible. It sounds maybe a little bright, but it's not. It's not horrible. It's pretty close.
Okay, good. By the way, how you were on the RF side? How did it sound over where you are?
Signal-wise, it was fine. I didn't look at specifically how good it was coming in, but there was no problem. Sounded terrible, but signal-wise was fine. All right, I'm going to get in with our food. I got our dinner here and dragging my feet. I'll catch you from inside in a bit if you're still putzing with it. W8FU.
Okay. Great. Catch you later. ABAPR.
ABAPR testing. Testing. 1-2-2-1-2. Test. Test.
Station testing. This is KFA-AYL. Do you need some signal reports?
Okay. So there was no station jumping out of front. I was in the middle of doing something. Are you still there?
If you were calling for the guy who said he'd give you signal reports, that's me. But you're coming in pretty... I'm not sure how to describe that one. I could make out what you were saying, but it was pretty muted out. Yeah, I'm not muted. It's not the right word. It was pretty washed out. Other I'm not sure what it was. KFADY WOW.
Sorry, I'm trying to monitor myself. Hold on. Test 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. How does that sound to you?
There's a lot of echo and feedback. I think you got other radios on the same frequency, so yeah, you can't. I think that's not really a good thing to do. If you're going to broadcast on one, you can't have any other radios around you that are on the same frequency talking back at you.
Yeah, right. Okay, I just moved away from the other radios. So how does this audio sound? Is it comparable to others without changing your volume?
Well, that's a lot better. The echo and the feedback is gone. The audio still sounds like you're fine. I can make out perfectly what you're saying, but there's something going on with the audio. I'm not sure how to articulate that. But the feedback part is gone, and that's really good because your previous broadcasts were no good there.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for the input. I'll keep playing around here. ABQ.
Hey, Phil. It sounds like a poor digital signal, and there's a whine in the background and a real long squelch tail.
The whine in the background may just be some noise where I'm at. Let me try to... Yeah, let me actually step outside here and get away from the noise. Okay. How's it sound right now?
Kenny and a long squelch tail. This is Wally, by the way.
Okay. I'm not sure why that is yet, but I'll keep working on it. Maybe it's here.
Yeah, it almost doesn't sound like you, but... So, and then at the end it goes.
Okay, thanks. I'll see if I can figure that out. Maybe it'd be.
It kind of sounds like you're on the deck of a helicopter or something. That's the best I can put it. KFADY WOW. NAKBP.
KF8CAR.
There's a call sign I haven't heard in a while. W8RCI waves a hand.
Hey, Donald. How's it going? KF8 car. Room, room. How you been, man?
Oh, I'm doing just ducky. I'm just chillaxing. Actually, sandbagging on the couch right now. Not doing much of anything. Just going through a few things on Facebook before I log back off because I'm not even on Facebook right now as much. I'm just going in and checking a few things, and I'm about to log off for the day. Going on in about maybe 30 minutes to an hour, and that's it.
That's cool. I just heard both Phil and Wally. Sean was on earlier. You're probably listening, too. And Phil had some serious... noise over there going on. That squelch tail is pretty epic. I'm not making fun. I was just saying, I don't know what's going on over there. He's got something going on, though. If you guys are listening, hey, Phil, hey, Wally.
Well, I know Phil made some changes to his repeater. I think he's also got a problem with something else, an amplifier or something. It's a little bit above my head. I don't fully understand it. I'm still trying to figure out other things like, getting my DMR and all that stuff set up. But anyway, sorry my scanner's on a little loud and I don't feel like falling off the couch to turn it down. But, Sean is back in town. He was away on business. And Phil's playing with his toys. Wally's in and out. And like I said, me, I just play on the couch now and that's about it. But really, nothing really much is new except for the some of the text messages that we shared. And I responded to your last voice message. I don't know if you got it or not, because I voice messaged you back, and I haven't heard anything since. So I don't know if you received it or not. But I did try to reach back to you that way, and don't think I ignored you.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't have anything from you, but no worries. I figured you'd be busy anyway. Yeah, I've been busy myself, man. Work's been kicking my butt. And finally got my car back, and I missed the last breakfast. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it this weekend. I had one of my sister's godfather passed away a few days ago, and I have to attend the funeral on Saturday, so that's probably going to be out. But yeah, I haven't really been doing a whole lot in terms of this hobby. So a couple things here and there, but for the most part, just hanging out on DMR, Grandmeister mostly as usual, and chat a little bit on Who Cares here and there. But yeah, not too active, and I'm ashamed of it. You should shame me for it.
No, no reason to shame. You've had legitimate reasons from what I've, you know, we've talked privately. So I get it, and, you know I haven't been to breakfast since the 11th of January, and you know why. But it's just the fact that, yeah, the hobby for me right now is no fun, and I've got a race in Sebring, Florida I'm going to next weekend, and I'll be gone Wednesday through Saturday. I should be home early Sunday morning from that, but on the 16th. But so, yeah, really, though, I just, like I say, and you know a couple other things that I haven't mentioned over the radio, but I told you in private, but I'm fine from that. I'm okay with everything else that's happened and so on and so forth. So it's just good to hear you on the radio. It's good to know that your radio still works. You sound solid into the system. And maybe when I get back from Sebring, Florida, we'll catch up and we'll work out something now that you got your wheels back and, you know, you're on the loose. But I also have to remember you got to travel eastbound from Novi and 696 being down. That's even going to make it harder for you to come to breakfast. So we'll work out something. Don't worry about it. Catch up with you later. Good to hear from you. W8RCY.
Yeah, man. It's nice to hear from you, too. Thank you. And enjoy your trip, man. It's going to be a lot better than it's been here, that's for sure. Last month was brutal with the cold. And the weather just altogether has just been garbage. But we are Michiganders, and we know what that's like. Anyway, yeah, we'll catch up for sure. It's not a problem driving out that way. I got to come into the office 3 days a week now anyway to Troy. So I have to find alternate routes, man. And the Waze app is what saves my ass. Anyway, good talking, man. W8RCY, KFA car, clear.
At ABDF.
KFADF.
What's going on?
No copy.
I was wondering what happened there.
I think you talked when you quit keyed, and I don't think any of your audio went through.
I'm new here.
There you go. Yeah, we're spoiled. We don't have to wait like on digital for the beep to happen and then talk and then wait for the beep to go away. Ay, ay, ay. So you're finally out of work
Yep, just making my way home. Finally, I was on the phone when I left, but I'm finally to 32-ish mile, 34-mile road here. And starting my weekend, I took Friday off. I felt like I needed a day, so I took a day.
Yeah, they gave everybody off tomorrow. We have wellness days again. We started them back up. Usually they time them around, like, holidays, like if there's, like, Easter, for example, like that Friday before Easter will be off. But March doesn't have any, like, special holidays, so they decided March 7th was the thing. But, you know, anytime they do this stuff, it's like, oh, everybody's got a company wellness day, but everybody just pushes themselves for those 4 days before it. And I was up until 3 a.m. trying to get a demo presentation ready and signed off by my boss so that I don't have to think about it anymore.
I know what you mean. I am, like, kind of stressed about not being there tomorrow because it's just, you know, my boss and I. And I already got to do some stuff in the morning because he doesn't know how. So it's like, God, man, is it even going to be a day off?
Yeah, probably not. But I usually don't tell my wife when I have a day off. Because that's all of a sudden she'll see me out there. Aren't you working today? No, I have a day off. I'll be, like, helping, you know, I'll be helping with doing stuff around the house. But I just kind of, like, I don't want to mention that I have a day off. I know it's bad.
I actually think that's pretty fair. I took tomorrow off because my wife works this weekend. And I'm like, I don't want to do 7 days straight again. Even more than that, actually. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to take Friday off. You're home. I'll still obviously be dad, but, you know, I'm not going to have to work. So I don't know. I don't think it's going to be very relaxing, but I don't have a PTO cap, so I'm just going to take a mental health day.
Yep, sounds good. I've been using, in other news, I've been playing with ChatGPT and, well, not ChatGPT, it's GitHub Copilot and VS Code. And I'm saying, I'm going to see how much code I cannot write myself. And I'm amazed at what you can do with that. The only problem is if your code file gets too big, it starts having, like, these limits when it tries to rewrite your code. So you end up having to make smaller code files so that when it's modifying stuff, it's not going to hit their rate limit.
It's funny you say that because I was doing the same thing today, trying to figure out which one was going to give me what I wanted, and I couldn't figure it out because, A, I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and I was banking on ChatGPT and Copilot to do it for me, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to republish a Chrome extension that was published by a guy that used to do stuff for us to extract a link from a video in one of our tools that we have, and I have to update it from the deprecated V2 to the V3, and the manifest has to be changed and all that. And I was like, this is way out of my league. But yeah, I can see how ChatGPT is incredibly powerful if you know how to manipulate it.
Yeah, I have found that the key is to ask it to do small changes at a time. Don't ask it to say, I want to do this and this and this and this. Like, if you give it a list of things to do, it's a little too much. So you got to do it in small little baby steps. I want my code to do this, or, you know, I want, write me a snippet for such and such, right? And then it seems to do it okay. But if you try to ask it, write me the whole program, it's like, no, I'm not gonna, it's gonna have some fun.
Right before I called it a day and gave up on it, I noticed that too. Like, if I said, all right, update, I started with the broad stuff, like you just said, right? Like, update this manifest to be compatible with Google Chrome extensions by today for V3. And it would do it, and it would look like it was right, and I'd bring it into Chrome, and it would give me errors. So then I would copy and paste the error into the ChatGPT, and it's like, oh, well, your syntax is wrong. It's like, you wrote the syntax.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is sometimes it's information is out of date. So, like, it won't know how to write the newer, like, if there's a newer way, a newer and better way of doing things, it might not have that knowledge yet. It's going off of, like, past examples. I don't even know how they train it, to be honest. But they're just looking at Stack Overflow articles and doing so. I mean, that's the part I don't understand about all this. How do they train it to do things? Like, that's, I would like to learn how to do that because it might help me understand how to better use this stuff.
It would be nice to talk to it in a way that it was trained and can interpret correctly. Because if you don't know that, you're kind of just trial and error until you get it to do what you want, and then you know how you have to talk to it. But from my experience, ChatGPT has been the best, and I think it's probably because it's the most heavily used and has had the most opportunity for that model to mature. I'm really banking on Copilot. I really like Copilot, but I use it for an entirely different purpose. Like, I lean on Copilot for, not Azure Identity now. A lot of the Microsoft stuff I'll put into Copilot, and it seems to be pretty good. And I imagine it's because they trained it on the Microsoft model.
Well, they're all sharing what they call those LLMs, with the language learning modules. So even if you say you're using, like, Copilot, it might be using, like, Meta's LLM or something, or the call it GPT LLM or whatever. So there's not only are there engines, but there's the language modules, and they're all sharing them together. So it's just to say you're using ChatGPT might not necessarily be the thing, right? We're just saying, you know, these AI or these, I don't even know what we use for the term for these, but yeah, it's all interesting. It is the future. I don't know how much I'll be working into this new world. You know, I've got probably less than 10 years left of my working career, but I'll still play with it once I'm outside of working. You know, I am playing with it outside. You know, I'm trying to write stuff with it or experiment with it. And I do find that it helps me, though. You know, it not only does it help me learn, like if I see the examples and I go, never thought about doing it that way. So it's like helping me, it's training the human, too.
100%. I don't think it's a replacement. It's definitely another tool in the arsenal. But I do the same thing. I treat it as like a highly sophisticated search engine because I already generate. No idea. The fact that I didn't accomplish it is a testament to that, but I treat it like it's a sophisticated search engine because if I can say, do X, Y, and Z, or find me this and tell me this, it saves me all the time of digging through the articles in Google. It's like a new Google Foo.
Oh, yeah. And, I'm using it for programming or whatever, but you can use it for pretty much anything, right? Like, how do I do this? And or explain to me the history of the United States in, like, a paragraph or something. And I write the big summary or something. But there's a lot of things that, like, I don't know the answer to. And I just go, let's see what this thing says. And, like, if you ask Siri doesn't really give you an answer. If you ask, you know, all the other ones, don't really give you an answer until you go in and say, let's try to use it with one of these AI models, and then like all of a sudden there's like the sophisticated answer for you.
So you brought up Apple, and I've been extremely disappointed with the fact that their AI model is not really in existence yet. Have you heard anything on that, like a timeline of when it's going to be mature enough to release?
Well, if you have an iPhone 16 and you've done all the updates, they've got something going on in there where if it doesn't know the answer, it'll ask ChatGPT for you. And it's got like a very limited, like, you can't just keep on sitting there asking it questions all day. Eventually it goes to their lower tier. Like, they give you so many answers with ChatGPT's like mid-tier, and then it's like, oh, you reached your daily throttle limit, now we're going to use our lower quality engine or something like that. I've been generating pictures and stuff like that, just funny little pictures, and just to see what it comes out with. And so I don't know if that's what they mean by their Apple intelligence or if it's something else.
I've got a 16 Pro Max, and I've basically turned off, like, any AI feature I've seen so far because it's been so bad, like notification summary and all that crap. I cannot, and the mail sorting. The mail sorting, if you use the iOS app, is legitimately the worst thing I've ever used in my entire life. I was missing so many emails because the way it was trying to categorize them or marking, like, legit emails as, like, spam or junk. I do have the AI image generator and emoji thingy. Like, there's some stuff, but it's all trivial, like, you know, ooh, look what I can do things, nothing useful. And I did notice that if I ask Siri stuff, it'll say ask ChatGPT or search the web. Do you have the paid version of ChatGPT? Like, is it worth it if you have it?
I do not have the paid version. The only thing I paid for is Copilot through GitHub. And I just use it for personal stuff. I'm not allowed to use it for work, so if I'm using it, it's usually just for fun, or not necessarily for fun. I wrote, like, the whole, like, bot thing to monitor, you know, the lurker node. So it's working out pretty good, too. It's monitoring, and it sends me push, I think I sent you a screenshot yesterday. It sends me these pushover notifications if, like, people have been talking for more than 50%. Within the last 2 minutes, it'll give me a notification. Hey, there's activity out here.
I read that, and I forgot to reply. I was wondering what that was. It looked like Meshtastic at a glance, and then I was like, oh, it's not Meshtastic. What is that? But, no, that's sweet. Yeah, it's super useful. Like, I kind of am almost to the point where I'm, like, getting lazy. Not lazy, but, like, for example, if I've got to send a well-written email to someone I could care less to talk to, I'll literally just hit the Copilot button in Outlook and say, write an email saying this, this, and this. And it drafts such a great email, and I just proof it and send it. So that's how I've been utilizing it. Like I said, I don't think it's anywhere near replacement yet, especially after I was trying to mess with some image generation in Photoshop, image generation in ChatGPT. It's not good. Like, it'll spit stuff out. It looks like it's in Russian characters when I clearly typed it in English. But it's still fun to mess with. It's just not, I don't think it's there yet.
Yeah, Fades. Yeah, it's just one of those things. Yeah, it'll mature over time. Who knows what our... I haven't let my kids play with it at all, but when they start getting access to it, I'm a little bit worried for what they're going to come up with. They have gotten access to the, there's like this playground thing. You've probably seen the app on your phone that it'll let you take a picture, and then you can say, I want, like, make a picture of me and, you give it a photo, and you say, like, make me a picture of me, like, in space or something like that. I'll put a helmet on you, and, like, make a cartoon version of you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a lot of toys, so to speak, kind of on par with Meshtastic, but a little more advanced. But I am pulling in the driveway, and my in-laws are here, it looks like, and we had my daughter had parent-teacher conferences tonight, so find out how that went, and, I'm playing hooky tomorrow, so maybe I'll catch you. I'll be clear of yours. NAPDF.
All right. Good luck. Hopefully your kid was well-behaved. Talk to you later. KFA does.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees.
Or anyone else out there on the Dot 6 can tell me how it sounds?
Hold on, I'm on yours. Let me switch over there.
Okay, I'm interested in that if that squelch crash is gone. I found an adjustment that was off.
Okay, I'm here now. Let's hear it.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and let me know if there's still a squelch crash.
I didn't hear what it was before. I mean, I don't hear anything unusual. There's a little right at the very end of Yunqing, but wouldn't call it anything unusual. I wouldn't even notice it if you wouldn't told me to look for it.
Yeah, it was, not that it was, showing, it was keying the COS, constantly, so it's because the, when I set it all up, the preamp wasn't in there, and with the preamp in there, I had to readjust the, internal squelch.
Yeah, it makes sense. But, no, it sounds fine. Like I said, I don't think the audio's as good as it's been in the past. What all did you do? What prompted all this?
I took my spare Kenwood repeater and the desktop and put it in here. And take the main one out so I can work on the amp and try to get that all fixed up. So this is a temporary replacement.
Oh, okay, that explains it. So, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I wouldn't sweat it. Is that TTR 820 or was that a newer version?
No, that's the 820. Yeah, and actually it's putting out more power than the other one was with the bad amp. So the other one's putting out 20 watts. This is putting out almost 35.
Let me bounce back over there and see how it's coming in here. I wasn't paying attention. WAW.
Okay, so, yeah, let me know what you think. It should be, it's probably not negligible over there, but maybe.
No, it's up in the red. This Yaesu 400 doesn't tell me what the markings are up above. It's got a scale that's white, and then it converts to blue. I'm guessing that, you know, the white to blue transition is S9, and then it's 10 over, 20 over, with ticks at the 5. Assuming that's what it is, because they don't tell you, you're 10 to 20 over, and that's better than it was, so it's doing well.
All right, very good. I'm going to pack up and get out of here. All right, I just think you might go to Toledo Swap and let me know. Go together if you want. All right, talk to you later, ABPR.
Yeah, that might be a plan. So, that was what I was thinking as well. And I will say that the audio quality here directly on the 500 is identical to how it sounds on the 26. So, different quality is on the incoming, you know, to the receiver. So, I don't know, I would guess that you have, you probably don't have the emphasis on. Maybe if you turn the emphasis on, it would, take it down a notch. But it's fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I had to readjust the levels in the controller, the in and out, and then I don't have my test instrument here, so I'm just doing it by ballpark, by ear gauge. So next, when I bring everything back out of here, I'll bring the proper equipment and set up properly. All right, catch you later, AVAPR.
Okay, catch you later, W8FU.
Hey, take care. All right. Give me another transmission there, Dave.
Check 123, 123, 123. There you go. How's that sound?
Yeah, it definitely has a little tinier than the other machine, so I don't know why that is. But, who knows?
It sounds a little tinnier, and it sounds a little distorted, I don't know, is my audio distorted also?
Like I said, it doesn't sound distorted, just a little, very, like there's no lows, it's all highs.
Yep, that's about the way it sounds to me too.
Again, I don't know why that is. So, but this is only temporary.
This is just wild speculation. It almost sounds like it's slightly off frequency. Is that possible?
But of course, I don't know how you can get to that in the repeater, but it's also, we're hearing it over here too, so it has to be in the receiver. It's not in the All-Star note, but I'd see if there's a de-emphasis setting you can adjust.
I don't think so, but I am pulling the audio right off the discriminator. There is another output that's, I think, is it's a little more filtered.
Well, I won't keep you guys, let you talk, but, you know, since it's just in there to keep the thing up and running while you're working on the other, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of time on it. You're right, it's bright, but unless it's something, you know, real easy. It's just in there temporarily while you work on the real machine.
Exactly. Oh, boy. So, got more work cut out for me. Alright, keep me busy, I guess. Alright, Dave, we'll catch you later. Boy, for a day that's there, looking miserably, it turned pretty. It's cold, but pretty. You know, especially right over the lake.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty cold. one final question, is that audio coming out of the repeater before it goes like through the RF stage, or is it coming off of a receiver? Forgive me. I understand now. Forgive me. I lost my mind for a second. The reason I just said that is it almost sounds like it's a radio. It's slightly off frequency, but there's a lot of other things that could be distorting that sound audio too.
No, frequency is very accurate. It's very close. It's within like 0.0001, according to my service monitor. No, it's just coming right off the discriminator, which is, you know, the first stage after it's demodulated. So it's, this, like I said, there's another stage in there that probably would be the better one on this machine. On the other here, it comes out the discriminator also, but it's different. And I thought those receiver circuits were identical to these two machines, but maybe not.
All right, well, we'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll figure it out. So I'm definitely not familiar with how that repeater is set up, but kind of makes sense. All right, Mr. Phil, I will let you go and wish you the best of luck with all this, and let me know if I can be of any help. AVAPR, all right, take care.
All right, catch you later. Just about back home. AVAPR.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 32 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 32 degrees.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 30 degrees.
And 8CLH is mobile and monitoring.
Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 29 degrees.